come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good.
Sounds good.
Hello and welcome to Uncle Mo's Family Feedback. We're going through the dizzying highs, the terrifying lows, and the creamy middles of The Simpsons Season 1 to 12, the random episode generation. I'm, of course, your host, Tyler McCrane. Join with me in a brand new 2020. The first review of 2020 is my ever put through the mill co-host, Cal Reader. Cal, how are we kicking off this year? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? Is it indifferent? How are we?
Stressed, is to say it in the least. You know, maybe I'll just write a book and just say, at least you're not Cal. And it will be a very supportive thing. This sounds more depressing than it is. I just had a bit of bad news in regards to a service which I paid for, which has not fulfilled the expectations or the advert to which it was advertising. Nothing against the company itself. Big Bertha's Big Booty Bitches is a dirty liar. It's not a dirty liar. It's just the clientele what they hire and fuck you over a month before your test. But apart from that, I'm doing good. Hopefully, lean. My plan is basically hit rock bottom quite early on, and then you can only go up. That's the idea. But apart from that, I'm not too bad. How about yourself, my squire?
Fine. Come off from nearly like 2 weeks off at Christmas, and now it's just the big drudgery of work. Always seems a lot more when you come back in a fresh new month and a fresh new year. But Yakuza's getting me through it. Won't do number 6 because I've recently bought everyone Judgment, where you're this, well, I won't get too into it, but imagine Line of Duty but Japanese.
Nice.
And probably tarring it with a massive brush there, but you know, for our listeners over 40, there you go.
Basically what's happened, listeners, my driver, for a long story short, my driving test got fucked over by my driving instructor. That was booked for the 9th of February. Then 2 weeks after that, I had 2 weeks off, which I always tend to have for my birthday. I had a week off, sorry. I only had a week off this week because 2 weeks after that, I had 2 weeks off where I'd potentially be going to America. I've got friends in America. I haven't seen them for a couple of years since pre-pandemic. And then I was looking at it a couple of weeks ago, and I was just like, I've kind of booked up all my holidays at the beginning of the year. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll cancel most of the week for my birthday and just have my birthday off. And now it's as though the universe has gone, hold my heart, Cal. Here we go. Cancel this as well. And then it's going to end up is like, oh yeah, and America's now been nuked by Trump or something like that. And now you can't go there. Sound. Okay. I'll just go fuck myself then, universe. Thank you, because you're doing a good job yourself. I'm okay. But yeah, I've not been playing much. I've been playing bits and bobs. Guardians game, very good. Unlike that Avengers game, which I've heard nothing but awful things. I've got a fancy PS5. I was lucky enough to snag one. It only took me a year of being on a waiting list. And you know all I want to play at the moment?
What's that?
I want to play Sleeping Dogs because it's a fucking fantastic game.
Got that on the PS4, one of the many sales throughout last year as well, but I've not touched it.
Highly recommend it. It's one of my top 10 games of all time, I would say. The combat's fantastic. There's a new game coming out in February, which is being said as like, it's called Sifu, S-I-F-U. It is a PS5 exclusive, unfortunately, so you peasants who won't be able to, unfortunately won't be able to. But it's apparently, the combat's very similar to Sleeping Dogs, so I will be coming in my pants when that comes out.
The episode we're reviewing today is Homer vs. Lisa and the Eighth Commandment from Season 2, Episode 13, directed by Rich Moore and written by Steve Pepoon. With the original air date being February the 7th, 1991, the couch gag being that it's quite simple, the family just hit a little walk like an Egyptian, and they all jump on the sofa. Fun fact as well, folks, this has won an Emmy. I don't know if it was the first ever one they won, but usually, and I've seen Family Guy parody it very well, usually if it's, you know, high emotional, high morality, or, you know, that, you know, I learned something today at the end, they're the big grabs for Emmys, if you will, there. So, as I always ask Cal in this brand new year, has it got any nostalgic memories for you when you were young, or any notable bits you remember watching it first time?
I always remember this episode being a little bit later, for some reason. I don't know why. It's more, you know, it's season two, like you said, it's quite early on in The Simpsons run, but it's kind of when we're starting to see the stride of The Simpsons, and I'm more kind of, because some of the earlier episodes do feel a little bit dated. Sometimes the animation isn't too great, or the audio is not fantastic. However, this one is it's fairly strong. And I always remember not really understanding what later in the episode where what's it called, Bunny Hat TV.
Not
exactly what that was. However. Finding it quite interesting of kind of like charging, you know, their friends and stuff. And then, like, obviously later when I kind of works out what it was, kind of going through similar situations at school, you know, and someone will bring in like a bit of a nutty magazine and charge you 50p to have a look and stuff. The good old days of pornography before it was more... more available, should I say. It's a kind of a classic episode, and I always remember the creepy guy who's just like, I'm gonna go check your neighbour's house. It's just like, my neighbour's not in. It's like, even better. It's like, well, what's he gonna do? He's gonna go shit on the sheets or something like that. it's just like a good episode, and it's kind of got those early kind of like in Rick and Morty, the cable episodes kind of idea, where, you know, when they're flicking through the channels, they can kind of improv and kind of make
round
the things up, which in any animation works at its best, especially when you can't see it and you can just hear it. You know, when he's watching, when we'll get into it a little bit later, which is one of my favourite parts. My favourite part of the episode, to be fair, is actually quite early in the episode, and I think it's just... I completely forgot this line was in it, and it just really made me giggle whilst I was working, which I shouldn't have really been watching whilst I was doing it, because I could have been on a phone or anything.
I did the same with guilty parties.
The joys of working from home is fantastic. But yeah, it's just an overall good episode. Now, as we were saying in kind of the pre-show chat, you know, this episode kind of hits a little bit hard at home for yourself, does it not?
It does, and we'll get into it when it's, you know, the big reveal of we've got cable, but just, I've had a lot of these same experiences there, whether it's, stealing of any kind of sorts there, you know, trying to watch the television X 10-minute preview there without your mum and dad hearing you. the good old days.
I've not heard that.
There we go.
That's a name I never thought I'd hear again.
By God, it's been a while. As Jasper said. But yeah, not only that, but there's very British moments in here as well. Like particularly towards the end there. Like my dad used to do a load of similar stuff as well there, which I'll get deeper into with the episode. But a very not surreal, but a very bold start to this. You know, it's BC, you know, during Christ there, and it's Mount Sinai. You know, think Charlton Heston, even think the Ten Commandments there, and it's all, you know, running amok there. It's all thieving and pillaging and all sorts. It's like the last days of Rome, and we get, well, what is essentially Homer in BC times. It's Homer the thief there, and he's come to see his mate called Steve, the graver of, you know, graven images there, the carver of graven images, and he's just checking in on business. And again he's been quite light-handed with his graven images. He even asks him, you know, how's business going with you? Oh, it's a little slow, what with all the plagues and the pestilence and that, but hopefully we'll pick up, you know, we'll only be here like a couple of weeks. And then Who pops up, Cal?
I can't remember his actual name.
Zohar.
Johar.
That's the only... Yeah, that's yeah, all I want to know.
Johar the adulterer. And this scene is my favourite. Because like the character model is the same
Jacques,
as,
isn't it?
Is Jacques. Yeah. And it's just like...
Hey, good evening, House Ron, carver of graven images.
Ah, good evening, Homer the Thief. How is business?
Been a little slow these past few months. Not much to steal in the desert, you know.
Ah, do not worry, my friend. I figure we'll be wandering out here. Another 2 weeks, tops.
Hey, good evening, Zohar the adulterer. My wife sends her warmest regards.
Oh, yes. She's a good woman. Very good.
Thank you, my lusty friend.
Moses is back.
Quick, everybody look busy.
Ah, yeah. How are you doing? My wife gives her regards. Oh, yes. No, she's a very lovely woman.
<It's> just, yeah.
It was just that line, and it just completely... I completely forgot it was in here, and it just made me giggle. It was just so funny, and I forgot how, like... how rude The Simpsons could be, and the fact that, you know, like, Barbara Bush fucking hated it, and... Be more like the Waltons and the Simpsons and such, but that line just it just had me, and it's just
the right amount of creep. It's like Carry On.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Yeah, I expect Sid James to say that and give a little look to camera.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very very Carry On kind of, and if you know, for any American listeners or younger listeners, Carry On was these films which, you know, how they always say. You wouldn't be able to make American Pie these days because of like woke world and all that shit. Watch a Carry On film and then tell me what you wouldn't be able to make.
Jesus, yeah.
Because
can you imagine?
It's just a load of perverted old men going around some like women who are like half their ages, and they're actually quite funny and they're quite charming, and they're like PG and they'll have tits in it and, and everything else in between.
Yeah. Shocking. We just hear a crack of lightning there and this big orchestral string, and it's Moses there and the first appearance of Phil Hartman.
Lovely.
We'll get to the character he's most known for and the first appearance of as well a bit later, but he is Moses. Got a hell of a voice for it as well. I just like the fact it's, oh, Moses, you know, quick, look busy. And they just go back to thieving, and Jacques' just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Lies. It's excellent. And he reads out his Ten Commandments, no particular order. Thou shalt not make any graven images. Oh my God. And then thou shalt not commit adultery. He doesn't even flip out, Jacques, really.
No,
does
he's just like, he knew it was coming.
Yeah. Holmes relishing it. And then finally, you know, thou shalt not steal. As soon as he says that, big dough, and then drops all of his goods there.
Better luck next time, Homer.
And we'll zip straight forward to the present day, and Homer's busy chilling in his hammock. And we hear, like, a rare sound, like a genuinely pissed off Flanders willing to box a man's ears off as well. And it's not even only been a few seconds, but we have our second Phil Hartman appearance of the night as the sleazy cable guy.
Mm.
He's apparently willing to hook up cable to Flanders for only $50 there. And what is it? Homer's only like 1 second in. Oh, well, what's the world coming to? And straight, oh, gotta go. Now, I guess, well, obviously, he's begging for cable there. We even get a nice, could you guess the film reference, Cal? Did you read the Wikipedia like I might have?
West?
Yes, bang on. Yeah. And I guess this is where, as well, folks, we're going to hit the story beats, but there's going to be a lot of telly and talking about childhood TV and that. What is your experience with, I guess the only cable we have here, or a lot of the time, it's Sky, but I guess now you've got BT and all sorts, and LTV, Hayu. What's your early childhood experiences with, you know, ooh, you've got Sky, your parents must be rich. Did you have Sky yourself, or...?
Yes, we did have Sky. We still have Sky.
oh, wow. So you were decades-long customers.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
We've been for quite some years. I think that's the pure reason why we've like been able to keep our bills like short with it, because we've been like for 25 years or so. I remember a time before Sky, I remember coming back from potentially nursery... Saying that we can watch like Disney and stuff like that, which Disney have now taken off all their channels from. That includes like Comedy Central and such, off of Sky, and it's all on like Disney Plus, not Comedy Central, Fox, sorry. But yeah, we always had Sky, but that doesn't, you know, negate the fact that we did do like illegal type things in regards to our like viewing pleasures. You know, we watched, I remember watching Finding Nemo on a copy at my auntie's house. I said, she was like, my mum kind of like, we're going to the cinema, like, we're gonna go watch a film. I was like, all right, and just pulled up at Auntie Kate's house. I was like, oh, okay, and we watched Finding Nemo, and it's great. You know, and we'll get onto it a little bit more in depth because I do have a few stories off it, but like, I've never played for boxing. Like, I've watched a lot of good fights, but I've never paid for it, and I don't think I ever will because it's just ridiculously priced.
Well, I was gonna say, now being a Sky fan, obviously from your perspective, it's more of a entertainment, and I'm guessing you watch a lot of movies on Sky Movies Plus or whatever.
Growing up, a lot of Sky Movies, kind of like Sky Kids and stuff. So a lot of SpongeBob, a lot of like Cartoon Network. Disney as well, mainly just movies. But like, I'll be honest, like as I've kind of grown, there's a few things what I've kind of watched, what I like on Sky, which you know, usually on Sky Atlantic, which is about a week or so after. Sometimes they're really good with it, but a lot of the time it's kind of like a week or a couple of months after it's aired in the US.
I remember there was a big promo that it's an hour after for Game of Thrones, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, and they've done that recently with to do it with like bigger shows, really. Like, so they did it with like Westworld when that was on, and they do it with did it recently with Dexter, the new series. Which, if you haven't watched, if you watched the previous series, which kind of ended a bit shittily,
He's a big lumberjack now, isn't he?
He's not a lumberjack. No, he works in a hunter's shop. He was a lumberjack in the original series. But this series, majority of it's very, very good, and some of the best Dexter you'll ever see. And I'll leave it at that. But majority of it, out of 10 episodes, 9 of them are very, very good. It's the joy of kind of like, and in kind of like a streaming service kind of thing, because we've all done it at parts where like you use your mate's password for Netflix or like Amazon or whatever. It's nice kind of having that aspect. I don't know why I'm ranting about fucking Dexter now. Because it was a weekly weekly episode thing, it was nice being part of that kind of like, oh, I can't wait till next week, which I've kind of missed for a while. Not one person I know watch it, which is really annoying because I have to go on like online to discuss it. We never really like had a chip Skybox or anything, but we definitely did. We had copies and stuff because I think everyone knew that guy who knew someone. One of my favorites of because streaming's like illegally streaming's got a lot better, especially now that like a lot of films are going to, and obviously don't pirate things at all, people. However, you know, I would never use Putlocker or 123 Movies or go on Pirate Bay and such like that. I do not condone those at all.
But my cousin, definitely.
If you just so happen to Google those horrific websites, then maybe things would come up. But streaming progresses, like, because a lot of them go straight to streaming anyway, you know, the copies have started getting better. But I remember the days of just watching, especially when, like, you didn't have, like, a fucking 4K pixel camera in your pocket. And I remember one time watching, it was one of the Harry Potters, I think it was Order of the Phoenix, and I'd watched it previously in the cinema, and it was just a bit at the beginning what I wanted to watch again. And I found a stream of it, and it was literally done in a film, in the cinema. You could see people's heads at the bottom.
You can hear them laugh and it's so antiquated now.
Oh, it gets worse. Halfway through, he goes, you just say, oh shit. And he like puts the camera back in the bag. And then after like 20 minutes, he gets it back out.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'll give little examples. I was definitely part of the chips. It was either chip. I don't know what the tech was. You either chip the box or you chip the card that came with it.
Yeah. If I remember right, you chip the card and it is basically cloned from someone else's.
Because a lot of early Simpsons experiences was via BBC Two and The Fortune of Sky, especially in 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. When actually, like now looking back at now, that's probably now my earliest memories, maybe going to 4, 5, 6
yeah,
as I get older. And Sky has always got an association with me. It's either football or it's wrestling, because they had a, well, only till like last year, they had a big long contract with the World Wrestling Entertainment. Yeah.
Did not have any
Sky exclusive. No, BT have got that big contract now. I know, shocking. But yeah, so I was able to see SmackDown all throughout 2001, weekly episodes, and that was really cool. And then I ruined it because I decided to headbutt my dad by copying a move I saw. So yes, I was actually the impressionable youth that they say don't try this at home. But like, I think I tried to do it jokingly. I think because I think Steve Austin was like this paranoid villain now, and he's saying, "Do you underestimate me? Look at you, you're pathetic." And I think I must have said that in my little 6-year-old voice, "Look at you, you're pathetic." And then I just like headbutt my dad's. I thought it would be gently on the nose, but that's still a good bit of force. And he went, "What the hell are you doing? Right, you're not watching that shit now." No. I screwed myself. But I think basically what that was, because we had still had Sky for like another 2 years after, so basically what it is, he put a lock on, he actually put the pin on, and I was like, oh fuck. And then I just assumed, well, my wrestling days are over. And I wasn't that smart enough to actually think, oh no, it's a pin.
Every pin from any dad ever is either the football team they supports, like whatever year that is, or it's like the year of their birth, or like a random date or some time. I'm going from experience of my dad. Not particularly happy about remembering stuff in regards to pins and stuff. He'll always have the same password, as we all kind of do, which you shouldn't do. Have the same three passwords that you just cycle through everything.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess what we do now is, like, we've got Sky, it seems, indefinitely now for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Because my mum is, you know, an adamant consumer, and, you know, which review... tester, actually, fun fact. She's like a keen, she's like a noted tester for it, and has been featured in Witch magazine a couple times.
Ooh.
And she knows the hacks of, you know, all right, phone them up when you're about to end the contract and say, no, I can't afford it, and it, quite frankly, the service has been very poor. Okay, would you like it for £15 a month? Oh, say no more.
Yeah.
We just want this. So, like, I feel like every single year it's just going to get incrementally more cheap until we're just paying nothing by the year 2040. Homer's having, you know, second thoughts since he's installed it, but frankly, the sleazy cable guy's got his own nice printed pamphlet there. He's got his own propaganda, if you will. And I mean, I'll be up front. It's good to support, you know, certain people and certain industries and that. But if you're like a single mum who's got two kids, or, you know, you're on minimum wage and that you're not getting taxed for your annual wage, then by all means, I have no issue with people, you know, pirating and watching stuff for free there, because it's a very harsh economy and that. And there's many, many... The fragility of work is ever-growing, Cal. I mean, I'm sure you're fairly similar to me. As much as we're joking and saying, oh, I would never, but, you know, there's people in more dire situations. And who's going to fork out 100 quid a month for entertainment?
I'll be honest people, we paid for Sky, it's not that hard, you know. How dare you think, like, oh, it's because, as I said, there's good things on Channel 5. No, honestly, I don't like these millionaire people who kind of kick off about it and, like, kick off about, you know, well, you're stealing the money of, like, streaming music and stuff like that. It's just like, well, you know. No.
So this is okay, isn't it? I mean, everybody does it, right?
What? Oh, hey, if you're having second thoughts, just read this pamphlet.
So you've decided to steal cable.
Uh-huh.
Myth. Cable piracy is wrong. Fact. Cable companies are big, faceless corporations, which makes it okay.
See, the clown is a treasure that will last a lifetime.
cable.
And you get the
It's more wonderful than I dared hope.
Homer's bigging up now. He makes the big announcement. The Simpsons have got cable. Kids are straight in, by the way, and they've got all the channels, 1,600 hours of quality television every single day. Even Marge's got an issue with it. But there's like a women-exclusive channel as well there. Hopefully zero amount of loose women, because that actually does not do anything for feminism whatsoever.
I hate it so much.
I know, that's a little prick into Cal's side there. I know how he feels.
What? Because I hate women?
No, loose women. I know you've had your issues with the show before.
I fucking despise loose women. Like, when you're ill and you just, it's nothing on. It's like this morning's okay. Like, I don't mind watching certain aspects, even though I hate fucking... This is going to sound awful. I hate loose women, and I don't like Phil Schofield. I've never liked him. Mm. It's nothing to do with him being gay. It makes me sound like it is something to do with him being gay. How come he gets to be happy? No.
How come he gets to secretly groom one of the interns there, and then that got just conveniently swept under, and no one talks about it now?
Everyone's got like that sick TV. It's Jerry Springer watching fucking, what was that name? What was that chat show host, which is like similar, Trisha?
Oh, way Trisha? Back in the day. There's a name. Good God. Yeah.
I think she ended up like going to America and like making it fairly big in America randomly.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's loose women is just the worst of the worst. And thank folk that you don't have, there's too much options. One thing what I kind of noticed, which kind of it kind of dates this episode a little bit as well, is the fact that, you know, he goes, oh, we've got 68 channels, and I'm like,
that's nothing.
Yeah,
that's like,
you get more with fucking Freeview these days.
Mm.
Back in my day, we were only 4 channels.
I had to watch the snooker in black and white. We didn't know who were winning. Did you also do the very kid thing here, like Bart? I say kid thing here, the very human thing of like, it's this actor is associated with this role, so I will call him by the role he's best known. Like, oh, this is where Terminator shoots up the bank, or like Bart affectionately going, oh, this is where, you know, Die Hard jumps through the window.
Yeah,
I did it a lot with I got obsessed with Taken because got told, oh, it's like it was this very small budgety action film, but it bangs. And then was just obsessed with it. It's like, oh, it is Taken. And Taken is in other films. What's your guilty pleasure with that there? Because my mum always says, oh, you know, Barry from EastEnders is doing something with Al Murray. Yeah. That's a big common one.
Yeah, Barry from EastEnders is a good one. It's hard to think, really. Like, you know, you just kind of... Jon Snow, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's more.
Jon Snow's a big one.
I would assume the In-Betweeners, like, oh, you know, Will's in
Jay from In-Betweeners, Will from... Yeah. I feel like anyone from kind of like any kind of, you know, like Geordie Shore type thing, it's like, oh, it's that guy from Geordie Shore. I'm trying to think of like big name actors, where it's just like... I guess like anyone from The Office as well. Like...
Yeah, that's true.
Other than Steve Carell... I don't know if it's just because I knew Steve Carell before I watched The Office. Everyone else is just like, oh, it's Jim from The Office. It's Dwight from The Office. It's and I'd be like, I did it recently where I said to my friend, I was like, do you know, we were talking about Galaxy Quest randomly. And I was like, oh, you know Rainn Wilson? And she's like, who? And I was just like, Dwight from The Office. And she's like, oh, yeah. I was like, that's his first film. She's like,
oh, I had no idea. Bloody hell.
Yeah. He plays one of the aliens.
Family end up going to Sunday school and Sunday service there, and this is where we get now. You know, the morality starts going to play because the Sunday school teacher says, "Oh, don't be alarmed, kids, but we're going to talk about hell." Like Bart, who was every boy I knew, is like, "Oh, we've done all that shit about kind and forgiveness. Now we'll get to the juicy stuff there." And she does a good job at painting, or maybe even manipulating, some might say, this image of hell, and, you know, if you don't obey these 10 commandments, you're surely to go there. And with the pirates as well, don't forget the pirates are down there. But this is absolutely terrifying, Lisa here, much like a bastard in the Herb Powell episode. He's constantly repeating hell on the way back to the car. I think we've all done this, haven't we, Cal?
Yeah.
My own special one was, because God rest him, a great auntie passed away when I was about 12. But her thing was whore. Like, look at that Susanna Reid on the telly there. She's in a whore skirt. And I'm like, and then my mum just explained, oh, it's a very old word from the Bible, and that. And like, it is genuine. That and yes. Jezebel,
yeah.
The very old scriptures one. So I think when I was really young, it was like, oh, that's got a gut laugh at like whenever my parents have like a little house party. But then when you get to 10 and you're using it every fifth sentence, like, all right, we're going to get a stop to this now, you know, take the PS2 away, stop saying it. What about yourself?
Stop calling your mother a whore. Stop calling your dad a whore. Though I was like in a Catholic school and stuff like that, we said hell, we said bloody hell quite a lot. You know, like saying bloody, I used to get told off for saying bloody, and I would just say like fuck shit, whatever else in between.
I'm assuming you'd get bollocked for, you know, Christ and God and all that.
No,
if say Jesus, really? Oh,
no,
right,
no, like my family, like my nan was Irish, like Catholic, and I'll be honest, she didn't really like, well, in regards to cursing, she didn't really like give a shit. I don't know, we wouldn't ever like. I remember I once said Jesus Christ and I got slapped over the head. But I think it's because I also called like the local priest a lazy priest. Not a nonce. Not a nonce. No, just a late. I just like, you know, his fucking game's really come down. Jesus Christ.
And then well, I got Teddy's like an awfully lazy priest there. Yeah, that's very Ted. The family all get back home and they're watching cable yet again, and with Lisa's, you know, new intense thoughts about getting into heaven and, you know, doing everything right by the Ten Commandments. And she questions, are you sure we should be doing this? Oh, just read the pamphlet, honey. And we have a final appearance and the best appearance of Troy McClure making his debut there, the wonderful Phil Hartman. Now, I feel like we've done a perspective of him in like our second ever episode, which was unfortunately his last with Bart being the mother. I mean, what else is there to say about Troy McClure and the wonderful Phil Hartman, Cal? Stunning.
Yeah. Is this one is a fantastic, fantastic voice, and it's just such a shame.
And what a character this came to be as well. Even just from this like 20 seconds as well, just his delivery on stuff, and it's just dripping with insincerity.
And the thing what I kind of love about it as well, and it's kind of similar in the same vein as H. John Benjamin, who does Bob's Burger.
Yes.
He does the exact same voice for Archer and he does for Bob. And they're completely different characters, and you can very much kind of, you know, diverse between Troy McClure and like Lionel Hutz and such, and even these like bit parts and stuff. Like, even though it's the exact same voice, and you can definitely tell who it is. It's
There's warmth in the tone.
Yeah,
it might be a bit more shrill. Absolutely.
And it just kind of says it enough about about the actor, really.
He also has Dr. Nick Riviera on. My God, talk about a 1-2 hit. I will say, not his first appearance. I believe this is a few episodes before in the Bart Gets Hit by a Car. Also another great debut, but let's say second ever. And it's a candy that cleans and straightens your teeth. They've even got this shill Z-level act when going, I'm confused. Did you say clean and straightens? Peak QVC here. And oh, Nick Riviera just out saying, oh, hi, everybody. Now I want some with gross, tombstone teeth or something?
Gross, yellow tombstone teeth.
Yeah, God. I mean, I'm not being funny, but, like, my dad's side of the family, he'd be making money off of that, let me tell you. I love him, but, you know, chewing apples through letterboxes, that's all I'll say. Good Lord.
Calling your mum a whore and your dad's family's buck teeth.
It's really building up now. it actually wasn't the happiest of Christmases. Right. I'm in the hostel now.
I'm not allowed to see my family anymore.
Hello, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such movies as Cry Yuma and Here Comes the Coast Guard. But today I'd like to talk to you about a pleasant-tasting candy that actually cleans and straightens your teeth.
Oh, goody, a program-length advertisement.
Wait a minute, Troy.
I'm a little confused. Did you say cleans and straightens?
There's no confusion, Tina. Just good science. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the inventor, Dr. Nick Riviera.
Thank you, Troy. Hi, everybody. Hi. Now could I have a volunteer? Somebody with crooked yellow teeth.
But now we have the universe destroyed around Lisa there. Oh, incredible animation there. If there was an Emmy animation, I can see why they get that. I can see why they want it here. Because they just build and build and build upon a guilt that it manifests in hell itself and Satan himself appearing with the family. And I believe Harry Shearer does the devil, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Harry Shearer just saying, oh, watch a bit of cable, it won't cost you anything except your soul, in a very demonic way. And she runs off scared into an act break with Bart even saying, oh, what's wrong with her? Oh, beats the hell out of me. We're back into the second act now. And again, another thing that hit home with me. My mum trying stuff in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. She did this exact same thing with grapes. And I specifically remember watching this first time. And I went, oh, mum, you do that? And she was like, yes, I do. Like, zero guilt.
And what?
Yeah. No, like, genuine, I've never had an issue with it either. Mm. I wouldn't do this now in a COVID environment.
No, of course not.
But, and of course, free samples, you can take how much you want, folks. They can't stop you.
Yeah.
No matter how many security they have. Oh, a nice little touch as well. And I believe he makes an appearance in the Quickie Mart as well. Jimbo in the background.
Yep.
Genuinely Steven as well, yes. Now, this is where, and like, you can get what they're going for. At least it has to be the right moral victor and it does go away. But I don't, if she acted like that, I know if I acted like that when I was a kid, I'm getting smacked. Right.
100%.
Smack or, I mean, depending on what time it was as well, just like, right, we're going home and just get dragged out. There's no chance I'd be embarrassing my mum and dad like that.
It's more so how many witnesses around. My parents didn't beat me at all, but like they, you know, if I was being a bit of
I'd
a shit,
I'd get slapped on the bum. But
yeah, exactly. Like yeah, like I've to be fair, I've never really done it. Like I don't. My mum's not really like that. I think she's just too stressed in regards to like doing the shopping. I remember the first time I kind of saw it in person. It was in uni and we went to like the big Tesco in Sheffield.
Oh, no way.
And just to do like a bit of a weekly shop. And we bumped into somebody who I can't remember who it was like one of our neighbours or like one of like someone we knew. And he was with his girlfriend and he was eating like an Alpine bar what he just got out of the box. And I was just like, oh, and he's just like, I'm gonna pay for it. Like, and I was just like, well yeah, no, I get it.
Oh, that makes like, sense, but that just still looks weird to me.
It does. Like, and you see it kind of in films sometimes where they'll like they'll go to the shop and you know get like a drink and then just open it, start drinking it, and then charge it afterwards. I mean, like, there's nothing stopping them, you know.
Yeah, the Brit in me just
exactly. That's it.
Like, no, pay for it first, you heathen.
That's exactly it. Like they might think you're stealing it. Oh my god.
Anything else?
Yes, I ate two grapes. Please charge me for them.
Oh, two grapes? Who cares?
Just charge me something, please.
Yeah, okay, all right. I need a price check on two grapes. Yeah, you heard me, Phil. Two measly stinking grapes.
But now get Lisa, not so much confronting Homer, but asking, you know, why is the world a cesspool of corruption? And, oh, Christ, what is it, honey? Well, you know, one about the commandments, and particularly stealing. Which I got told is wrong. And he goes, oh, when you have cable, is that stealing? Well, and fuck me, if this isn't the most dad thing ever.
Yeah.
Did you pay for your food and the clothes you might know? Oh, run for the hills, my barker. Look at all the feds. Fucking hell. Just, oh, excellent. Mar Barker, for those who didn't know, would you like to hazard a guess, Cal?
I'm assuming she's kind of, I don't, kind of like a Dateline kind of thing, person maybe.
She is a mum who ran a crime family in the 1920s Midwest in America.
I was close.
Yeah, like mass killings and robberies and all that big nasty stuff, like along the lines of Bonnie and Clyde, but like, nowhere near as not as popular per se. Yeah. But surely this has happened with you as well. I've had this multiple times in my life.
No, I've never been in a mob family.
Fuck's sake.
No, not really. Like, we were raised in a barn, like, why Blackpool Illuminations on and stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, when the big light is on, rather than the small light, like the wall lights and stuff. I think what you can seem to forget, Tyler, is like, and I've been watching occasionally on Channel 5, there's a show called 22 and Growing, of a person with like 22 kids.
Oh, with the Radcliffes, yeah. The family love it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good show, very interesting. Like, they need to cut that guy's bollocks off straight away. Like, how it doesn't keep on going, I do not know. But I was one of four, so like, and my brother was kind of the trouble child, so I didn't per se get away with murder, but like, I never got kicked out or anything.
Oh, so you never got those talks or anything?
You know, it's kind of like, we put food on the table, like, you best fucking eat it kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, which kind of helps, because I'm not a picky eater. I'm not a vegetarian, which is the pickiest of picky eaters. Yeah, I went there, vegetarians. Come at me.
Homer's busy consoling his daughter when suddenly there's a big advert for the latest big glitterati boxing fight, The Bout, to knock the other guy out. Good title as well, by the way.
Mm.
And he was loving it so much. He's even kissing the cable there, my God. And we're back in the nuclear power plant. And now they're busy having a good... I forgot they had showers, Cal.
I know.
Like, this is a recurring thing, because I remember, you know, when Homer becomes a superhero, like Pie Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also have showers then, so it's not just like an early seasons thing. Like, okay. They did carry this on, like communal showers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bizarre. But it
kind of does make sense, because if they're dealing with like...
Oh, radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I forgot how this would have genuinely been in the 90s, just like, oh, we'll listen to the radio for the round-by-round updates or the live commentary. And then we'll watch the stills. Like, this is genuine. Like, I remember laughing when I was a kid, and now, well, what do you see on the news now? It's literally just like the perfect 30 seconds of the fight.
Yeah.
Or like the 15 seconds of goals that happen in the latest Premier League match there. Like, the licenses are so easy to obtain nowadays.
Well, I'm not, like, going back on the showers at work thing as well, like, my current office, which is my house, has a shower, but also my previous, when I was actually in the office, that had a shower on each floor as well, funnily enough. I don't know why.
Did that also have a gym though? Were they linked?
No, not this one. Both offices, the original one did have a gym in it, however, this one didn't. It just, it had like, where the toilets were, they were a separate room, kind of like a disabled toilet, it just had like a single shower in it. People would generally use it, you know, if they went like a run round a building. Yeah. So perverts like that, who instead of just eating their sandwiches and having four cigarettes, would decide to be healthy and run around a building. there's something else. I can't remember what I fucking said. Thinking about the showers at work. What else was it you mentioned?
Just how coverage of sports has evolved.
Coverage, yes. the one thing what's kind of always confused me as well is, like, for example, that my dad tends to find a stream he supports Sheffield Wednesday, and he'll find a stream where they're streaming it like abroad somewhere, like Serbia or something like that, and I've never really understood it. Like, why is it streamed over there? I guess now, more so now, as like the internet's grown, like I think what you can do is kind of like, rather than paying for a season ticket, you can pay like for a subscription and watch each match on online kind of thing.
That makes sense.
But like, even before that, it was just randomly find a stream of like just being aired into a random different country. And I guess I don't know, like maybe like in bars and stuff, you know, like sports bars and stuff, where they kind of need to like just get their numbers up in regards to what matches are showing. And there might not have been like a big match in regards to like Man U versus Arsenal or something like that.
We now have Lisa, you know, coming forth with Reverend Lovejoy, talking about stealing and that, is it wrong to steal a hungry loaf of bread to feed his family? He goes, well, no, unless he puts something on it, you know, jam, for example. But is this going deeper, you know, is your father stealing bread? Very honest answer, maybe. I don't know, I don't watch him.
I don't watch him every day, like, maybe.
She goes, oh, no, he is technically stealing cable, though. Well, I'm afraid that is stealing, Lisa. Should I, like, report him or something? Well, in an ideal world, that would be, like, the perfect thing. But remember the fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother. I like Reverend Lovejoy in this, because he is toeing the line of, well, you know, if you're pure Christian, then yes, you shall report him, but, you know, leave off, you know, it is a bit of fun there. And a great problem solver. You just not watch it yourself, and that's your protest, you know. Vote with your wallet, so to speak.
Yeah.
And now, oh boy, yeah, definitely some guilty memories of this. Bart's busy watching the old Television X preview there. My God, right, we'll talk a good, like, 10 minutes about this, I guess. Like we have with everything else. Cal, I was going to say we're all guilty. I'm going to wait for you to say, actually, no, I was an upstanding Catholic little boy of some bollocks.
There was porn.
Yeah.
There was porn on in Sky on number 901 through to 912. There was, I don't know what you're on about.
I'm actually trying to remember the number now, for real. I want to say it was in the 900s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Babe Station was also on Freeview. But and I think Television X as well. Like, I think it was. I knew it was. Also,
there was also one called Red Hot TV, if I remember correctly.
Red Hot. I can't really remember that one. I remember on fucking what's it called? It used to be like Virgin Media One or something like that, which was on Freeview.
Etcetera.
Yeah.
We're not doing ourselves any favours, but fuck it. We've all got acceptors now in 2022.
Exactly. Yeah, don't kink shame us. Unless your shame is your kink is shaming people, then good on you, my friend. You'd make a fantastic Catholic. I remember once.
It wasn't even kinky, it was softcore stuff, the Freeview, because you wouldn't see, like,
you'd see a bit of penetration.
So it'd just be like tits wobbling and just a bit of moaning and all that.
A bit of moaning. They'd have like a 2 minutes. They'd have like a teaser, and then later in the night, if you'd kind of tuned in, they'd get a little bit dirtier and stuff. And I remember once watching TV upstairs, because we had like Sky upstairs as well, which was when we went up from traditional Sky to Sky HD, they let you keep the box, and then kind of before multi-room was a thing. And I remember being upstairs once and watching. I was like, ooh, I'm going to see what's on this. And then it was Pinlocks, and I was like, oh no. And I was just like, Mum, what's the pin for the TV, for the Sky? She's like, what are you watching? I was just like, oh, just a film. Like, don't worry.
Why is your face red?
why are you pitching 10? Because it was all the same shit, and then it was just like Babe Station so far. I can't imagine it being on very much. Well, I don't know, it's still the old generation kind of thing who
I watch it as a teen, I'm like, oh yeah, this is great, and then like I watch it as not, like, oh, bless her, I bet she's very bored and not getting paid a lot. Is she alright? I hope she gets out of there soon.
Did you see the video? There's a video where the guy broke into, like,
he's like he just brings in a ladder with him in a high vis.
Yeah. And then there's the guy, which is my favourite video on YouTube, you should check it out. Because they do it throughout the day, and obviously pre-watershed, they're kind of like this bikini clad, and then, I mean, so I've been sold. And then after 9 o'clock is when they start whipping it out and stuff. And there's this guy who calls up in the middle of the day, and he's just like, what's your favourite biscuit? And he's like, whatever biscuits you want, honey. He's like, well, I like a bourbon, me. And he's just like, he's like, what do you think of the cricket score last night? Oh, he didn't watch it. Oh, it was a fantastic game.
I've got to look this up.
It's fucking fantastic. It's so funny. Cause, and it, like they're just kind of, they're just answering kind of like they keep on trying to make it sexual, and I bet they like, bless him, I bet these girls do tend to get like potentially like, you know, people learning difficulties calling, thinking it's their girlfriend and stuff, and just asking about their day. You're all like lonely people.
Lisa ends up coming in while some Bart, great distraction as well. Just, oh yeah, all 10-year-olds watch the stock market channel. Excellent. Saying, oh, well, I'm going to let you know that I'm not participating in this, you know, abode of the damned, you know, one-way ticket to hell, so I'm not going to be watching the fight. Yeah, irked me again, like, oh, you know, racing, ponies, I said, sorry, I'd rather get into heaven. Ooh. And I've tried not to be one of these people that are like, oh, these episodes are shit, and all these, like, you know, fucking incels crawling through the woodwork, saying, oh, it's a loose episode, it's shit, but, oh, it's just too... I don't know what they're trying to do, but it's just too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's the best way to do it. I think the thing what kind of drew the line and kind of pissed me off a little bit was when she kind of shouts and embarrasses in the fucking thing, in her supermarket. But
oh, the bit needed... where she gets in front of the telly as well. Like, you don't have to tell everyone else. Just tell your dad and then just... go your own way, not block the view. That's that's a different level. That
I don't know. It's kind of I mean, we've all been kids and we block the TV, and then you just say you make a better door than a window. Like, I remember once we was I was streaming. I think it was a Conor McGregor fight. I think, you know, the one where he boxed in it with Floyd Mayweather.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we found a stream. Originally, my brother bought it, and it just wasn't working. I then brought I went home and brought my laptop and hooked it back up. Then my battery died on my laptop. We then went to this other guy's house and started watching it, which then that stream stopped working. And I just every time there's a big fight or anything like that, my mate tends to send me a link. And he sent me a link, so there's literally like five of us just crowded around. And I think it was like an iPhone 4 or something like that. At that point, it wasn't a particularly big screen. Just trying to watch this fucking fight. It was really funny. But it brings people together. But, you know, and you see it on like Twitch and stuff, quite people... It's one of those things where you could only do it once. And this guy, notoriously,
yeah,
what he
I know
used
what
to
you're
do,
gonna say. He's pretending to play it, isn't he?
Yeah, have a pad in his in his hand. Fucking ingenious, man. Fucking ingenious.
4D chess. Yeah.
And then, like, the you know, the better it kind of, like, graphics kind of come, the more, like, hard it's probably going to be able to tell, like...
Oh, yeah.
Is it real or is it not? Like,
what the bot's going to do. Well, after Homer's quite literally put his foot down there, Homer's, well, getting bored of the cable. He seems to have seen everything you can see. And then we get Sleazy Cable Guy, you know, Gypsy Joe from Max and Paddy. If you know, you know, saying, ah, oh, Simpson, hey, can interest in this. And you get in. Oh, your door wasn't locked in any, you know, particular way. What is it? $350 value, but I'll give it to you for 50. No, get out here. Just, I want nothing to do with you now. Oh, fine, I'll go to your neighbor. He's not home. Oh, even better. And I didn't mind this. I'd rather have this criminal clearly be a criminal and, you know, always also, you know, robbing people's houses. Then Lisa... go a bit too beyond. I guess that's if I was doing it, but who am I? You know,
you're a nobody, Tyler. Don't ever forget it. I feel like the thing is they need that moral compass in regards to Lisa, just to kind of remind him that, like, oh yeah, this guy's a bit scummy. Or well, my daughter's kind of they're like already aware of it already.
But. Is a right frugal little man now. He's actually, he's beat Pornhub to it and Brazzers and all that. So now he's paying admission to see Stardust Memories and all the other great, films there. 50 cents an admission, and I like the touch of much like the back seat of the bus. The older boys get the sofa there. You see Jimbo, Dolph, Kearney just chilling on the sofa. Then all the young creeps are at the front, Milhouse and Martin.
Yeah.
And, it just starts. And I think a lot of it is just curiosity. like, you know, gross yet strangely arousing. And then suddenly, like, as soon as Homer opens the door, everyone scatters. Oh, just manic. And then what's Bart trying to do? He's trying to hit man his way out of there with a hat.
What did Milhouse, like, shouts as well? He said, he goes like, oh, it's a...
it's a raid!
Raid, yeah.
And then, like, yeah. Bart rightfully gets goes to his room there, he's grounded. And, oh yeah, I wish I was an adult and I'd break all the rules.
Again, that's why they need it. Why they need these scenes, because it kind of builds on Homer's kind of guilt more than anything. You know, his kids...
It's very well plotted.
Yeah, his kids are starting to see it. His kids, you know, before he's seeing it, he's kind of realising, well, you know, if this is the example I'm leading for my kids, what does it lead for?
Mm.
You know, they're going to follow in my footsteps kind of thing.
And now, the Top Hat Channel is honoured to present Broadcast Nudes.
Ooh. Gross!
Yet strangely compelling.
Huh?
It's a raid!
I know you! Come back here! Bart! You promised me you wouldn't watch that trash! Now go to your room!
Man, I wish I was an adult so I could break the rules.
So now the big fight night itself, and now we've got people, steadily turning up to the house there, Barney and all sorts, all the worker drones and that. Well, I guess sort of a lot of this is going to be my favourite part of the episode, folks. But in particular, it's when it goes a bit, sitcom. It goes a bit Young Ones. It goes a bit Wallace and Gromit with just Homer realising, oh my God, I've literally got all this nicked stuff. I've got all this nicked gear in here. It's very Del Boy. Because I think there was even a plot in Only Fools and Horses where Rodney's dating a copper and he wants to take her to the house. No, half the stuff in his hooky, get her out. He's just running around, it's Mr. Burns, it's Mo. And for Mo running a shit heap of a bar, he's got some lovely bespoke glasses, Carl. Yeah. I wouldn't mind one of them.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
For my birthday, that.
Hey, Homer, I brought you...
Quick, it's Mo. I gotta hide the marks. Hey! Hey, go protest outside, will you? Now!
Hey, Homer, I brought you a mug.
Ooh, thank you, Mo. I always wanted one of these.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, Mr. Burns! Bart, quick! Hide the stuff I borrowed from work!
Borrowed?
All right, the stuff I stole from work.
Oh, okay.
Come on, take all this and this, put it in the closet. Will you quit staring at me like that?
Now, you're quite pally-pally with some barmen from the pub you do the quiz at now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been gifted glasses yet? Or are you just sticking to, I'll go to Spoons and I like that style of glass, that's mine?
I'll be honest, the pint glasses at the bath aren't particularly worth stealing. You know, I've got I can't remember, I used to name all, just new old glass name. I've not been drinking for 10 days, Tyler, so I don't remember these dirty fucking drink glasses. I remember once, the Moe's Tavern kind of pint glasses kind of thing. Like the old style kind of pint glasses.
Lovely.
I remember in uni once, we would go in we used to go to like Spooners every week for food and stuff. And I know, like, my mate would always order like a real ale, and I always want to steal the glass, and they'd always manage to take it before like I'd be able to get a chance. And the one time where I like brought my bag, I was ready for it. They didn't give us one. I was like, fuck.
Oh no.
And then I ended up stealing two, and I gave my mate one as like a leaving present, and he was like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks very much. And then like I gave, and I was just like, I've told this story a bunch of times, how it took me like weeks to get, and it's a really prized possession. And it was my mate's birthday, and I like wrapped it up and I gave him one. And he was like, oh, a glass stolen from a pub. And showed me up in front of all these people who I didn't really know. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem, man? Like, fuck you. But I enjoy unique glasses.
Oh yeah, carry on sipping your Pinot Noir. You
exactly. Yeah, I enjoy unique glasses. So I've got a Camden glass, which I may have borrowed. Not one of those ones. I do like, they are on my list. Don't worry. I mean, if you wish to buy me one, you know, you can get. And like, I need, especially when I have my own house, I will be borrowing, because I will borrow them. I'll eventually give them back. I used to get, like, I don't know why, I've not thought about this guy in years, but he used to be this little old Asian dude who used to come into Costa, and he'd go and he'd order like a big drink, and he'd just walk out the door with it, and like in a mug. And I'd be like, wait, do we stop him? He's like, oh no, I'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow he would be back with that cup. He'll ask for a new one, but he'll be back with that cup. And I'm like, okay, like, fair enough.
Wow, that's a lot of trust.
He is quite literally borrowing them. But yeah, like I said, interesting glasses. I've got a big kind of like a Stein kind of thing, which is solid glass, and it's heavy as fuck. Like, I barely use it because when you wake up in the middle of the night, you just want like a quick sip of water or whatever, a pop. Like, it's quite heavy and you end up pouring like quite a lot over your face. But what about yourself? Do you have a collection of borrowed goods?
Well, it's more my dad, just because of living back at the family house for many years. I've only been in this flat for 1 year, so I've not had the time to start collecting. But my dad's like had, he had a proper good Hofmeister one.
Ooh.
A little bear with a pork pie hat, that 80s lager. He had a couple of them. And he used to have the very old vintage tankards and all that, which are in the loft. But yeah, my dad's not adverse to taking one, like, especially if it's some fancy, you know, Stella one, like goblets. He's big into his shapes, different shapes.
Yeah,
whereas
for sure.
I quite like the, I like skinny pint glasses.
Okay.
Like, I remember Carlin did a really good one like 10 years ago. And also, was it Stara Promen?
Yeah.
Belgian one. Yeah, they've done a good glass here and there. I sound really fucking old, but like, yeah, I just like, oh, they did a good glass 15 years ago. Yeah, but I'm more of the skinny, more modern ones.
Are you one of those arseholes where you're like, I'm ordering a Foster's, it has to be in a Foster's glass?
No. I'm not that snobby. I'll take it in whatever glass, but yeah.
I found a horrific, a deep, dark secret about the family a couple of years back.
Ooh.
My dad's one of those arseholes.
Oh, no. Have you spotted him doing it in
public? Oh, yeah. Like, they know him as well, so they'll know, like, he prefers it in, like, a straight glass rather than, like, or whatever it is. but it's like, it's even so particular to the point where, like, in his team, we've got two types of mugs. We've got like some, like novelty mugs kind of thing, which like are a bit bigger and stuff. Or we've got one, what, I don't know how to explain it. One's kind of smooth and one's got like a bit of a design on it, kind of like a checkered design on it. So it's a bit like bumpy kind of thing. And he doesn't like the feel of the bumpy ones, so he will ask for another cup of tea if you make one in that tea. And it's just like, well, you could make your own fucking tea instead.
I also like the touch of, in between Homer frantically trying to hide the stolen goods, you see Lisa just quietly, sadly judging him. He goes, oh, stop judging me, get out now. and then again when... it's Burns coming in, and he walks past the window. She's just there. I don't know if you've ever seen the meme, but I've only seen one meme of that shot, and it's like, oh, me, like, ketted out my head, the bouncer's not letting me in, my pissed-off mate's inside, who spotted me. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
just that 100%. Sad little expression. He even thinks the police are going to knock on him, but no, they're guilty of sin. They just want to watch the fight. Had the weigh-in and the preamble and all that. And as Dredrick Tatum's telling him about his life story, Homer realises that, wait, this is illegal and I could even go to jail. And the bars he put up to help against that sleazy cable guy.
You're forgetting like one of the best jokes of the episode.
Oh, yeah, go on.
cool. Where they're going, what would you like to dedicate this fight to? I'd like to dedicate this fight to my trainer, who sadly passed 2 weeks ago. And he starts crying. He goes, what about you, Tyson? And he goes, well, I'd also like to dedicate it to his manager. Hey, you can't do that, man. Start fighting.
It's your manager, man. Your manager. Homer starts to visualise about prison there. And then he realises, pains me, but I must do the right thing. And he's so annoyed. And I'd be doing the exact same thing Homer would be doing. Right, I can understand you're judging me now, but I want to let you know two things. Number one, I'm cutting the cable off as soon as the fight's over. Number two, not very happy with either of you. Like, that's good. It's not like Homer's going, oh, dear family, I'm ever so sorry. I've been such a pig. No, this is real. This is genuine. This is what normal people would do. Like, I hope you're happy. I'm going to get rid of it. Like, this is great, Cal.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's kind of, you know, he... And the thing is as well is he doesn't penalise... He doesn't penalise the rest of the guys for it. You know, he takes it, lets them finish the fight, and then decides to take it in his own hands and goes, you know what, I'm going to cancel it. Like, sits out. But the funny thing about it is, like, Bart's just like, well, it's not my fucking self. Like, I want to watch the fucking fight. Doesn't care about... doesn't care about Grandpa there, does he?
No, I forgot Grandpa was in there. Yeah. He's his little old head.
You know, and he doesn't even listen to it. He hears a cheering and he kind of breaks a little bit. There's a funny line when he's going out where Mr. Burns is just like, well, good fight, Mr. Burns. He goes, oh, back in my day, rounds would go to 127 rounds, and if anything below 50, you'd want your nickel back.
Men didn't walk away with 5 concussions, we wanted our nickel back. Yeah, good God. And Homer, he just goes up and he's about to cut the cable, but no, Dad, please, I beg, don't do it. And, you know, cuts off the light to his house, cuts off the light to the rest of the neighbourhood, third time's the charm, cuts off, and then we just get feeds, and then the credits roll. Now, before I ask you your final thoughts and your own unique rating out of 5, Cal, I'll just briefly say about, I've never had the moment where, you know, oh, well, Tyler, you're missing out, but we've saved you, so, oh, yeah, the worst possible time. My mate did, though. Now, I was a free and single man in my... I'm trying to think what WrestleMania it was. It would have been my final year at uni, so 2017, and it was like a star-studded WrestleMania. And we were about to get to like the midway point, and they had this big marquee match, Brock Lesnar-Goldberg, the old veteran against the big meat man there. It wasn't going long, but it ended up just being, I don't know if anyone's played any wrestling games, but it was just hitting finishes for 4 minutes. It was mad, and they were just throwing themselves about. It was just carnage. It was amazing. And my mate's missus decided to call him in, and then he kept ignoring her through the night, and then they had a domestic on the phone. He goes, oh, lads, I've got to go. And then a big marquee match, and then we're just, oh fuck, and then we're sending WhatsApps of us doing like spears and jackhammer. Oh, it's amazing.
No, that's so awkward.
Cal, can I have your unique rating out of 5, please, and your final thoughts as well?
Yeah, of course. It's a good episode. It's a strong episode. It's like I said at the beginning. It's kind of where you can see they're kind of starting to get a stride, and you know they're introducing more tertiary characters, and kind of like developing their characters as well. You know, you have when the police come, and like he's instantly admitting the guilt what's been building up, and they're like, "Relax, we don't care about that. We just want to watch the game." Like, you know, they're people under the day as well, and you know you have Apu come in and. He swept these from work. Oh, goodness, no, what have you been saying? You know, progressively, you see kind of like Homer's guilt go through with these tertiary characters. And it's very good. You know, we've got the introduction, we've got not one, not two, but three roles by
Mr. Hartman.
Mr. Hartman.
Yeah.
The great late Mr. Hartman. And each character sounds completely unique from the last, despite it being basically the same voice. And there's some genuinely funny bits in this episode, and I think we can all kind of relate to it. We can, in later episodes with fucking like with Gargoyle coming to the town or whatever, you know, it gets a little bit weirder, but like, you know, we've all seen something where our parents may have not been particularly law abiding, you know, and we've kind of all kind of shut our mouths and potentially just judged them into doing the right thing, and not just parents, just like your mates as well. And you know, with that, it's got to be a strong 4.2 little figurines of the bull thing from the beginning out of 5. I don't know. I really kind of like.
So 4.2 graven images.
Graven images, yeah.
Nice.
It works with the theme of everything, of stealing it, you know. Shut up, Tyler. But don't shut up and give me your review.
How meta. Thank you. As much as it's about hell and morality, it's a very human episode that we've all been, you know, guilty of either piracy or some form of thieving or stealing, and that we're all guilty of, you know, like you say, our parents turning a blind eye to stuff, or our parents turning a blind eye to us there. I think it's looking back on it with modern eyes and how piracy is quite more accepted than what it was in the 90s. Why I'm getting a bit annoyed with Lisa. But it is much needed, as you've said, throughout this review. Also just great tertiary characters. A lot of great physical gags as well. And a lot of stuff I could relate to. So with that all being said, I'm going to give this a 4.5 out of 5. Television X free view viewings.
Come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good.
Sounds good.